Welcome back, guys, to the Fuego podcast. Today, we'll be seated here. We're joined by Nyawanga, all rounded up. We're going to be chatting according to certain topics. Anyways, enjoy the video.
Also, comment down below topics you'd want us to address in future podcasts.
You know, if you want to tell us how that man did you dirty, tell us. We'll talk about it.
We'll see if it was him in the wrong.
Tamsengenya.
We'll discuss. Man. We'll talk badly.
As you're cooking your Indomie, let's start talking.
I don't like Indomie.
Indomie is too fire.
I feel like it depends on how you make it.
Yeah, man, no, my Indomies are bangers.
That's an insult to all comrades.
May I live at home?
Oh, damn, okay.
So. But in this case, Indomie in a letter cancer.
Everything causes cancer. Have you seen us even getting your nails done causes cancer?
What do you mean? Like that machine?
That ka UV.
Oh, dang, yeah. So tapata? Cancer your skin or my nails?
Cause that UV goes into your skin.
Cancer your nails?
See, no, nashanga, kuna nail cancer or something. Maybe there's a new drop of cancer,
new
and I don't know.
Cancer dropped.
Yeah, new cancer dropped. Yeah. A new cancer
nah,
dropped.
But
update.
Instant noodles are...
Yeah, they're fire.
But they have a lot of, like, it's not healthy for you to take them, like, daily.
Yeah. Yeah. I've not had some in such a long time, so I don't even remember.
You're craving some?
No.
I think I had last week.
I had them this morning.
I think you have them every day.
What did you eat in 2022 that you're craving right now? Like, what is your favorite restaurant or a spot to eat?
Italian food.
Italian
in general,
food.
Yeah.
Mm. Mine would be, there was a kibanda I went to in Coast. That thing was so fire. It was chapati beans.
And it's very affordable.
That thing was tamu. That's what I'm craving.
Have you ever had biryani from Coast?
Yeah.
I haven't. Hello. But from 2022, I'm craving food from this restaurant on Gong Road called Palette Cafe.
That is a nice place. It was a nice place.
Palette Cafe.
Bro, I had this pork joint on Gong Road. Amazing honey glaze, bro.
What's its name?
I forgot.
Damn. But you know, Palette Cafe, all the servers are...
Hard of hearing, they're deaf.
Yeah, they're deaf.
Yeah.
Why? Is there a reason?
Is there a reason someone is deaf? I don't know.
No, I mean, like, is there a reason they hired people who are...
Oh, I feel like it's inclusion, because people with disabilities in Kenya don't get equal opportunity.
True.
That's crazy, man. Shout out to those business owners.
Let me ask one question. How do you place an order?
You point.
You can just point at, like... But the menu also has, like, pictures of how you sign what you want to eat.
Oh, dang.
It's really cute. And the food slaps.
Nice. Anyway, you know, we usually have these down bad scenarios, you know, in our day-to-day life.
Segue.
Hey, quick segue, bro. Segue, whatever. Yeah.
You know, I had a segue when I was a kid.
I wanted one so bad, but we lived on a road that didn't have tarmac.
That thing was fire,
I had
man.
A toy truck.
A small one or a big one?
You know those things that used to be in Uchumi, those small cars?
Yeah, then you ride them on the trolley, yeah. That should just be fire as well.
And those electric ones, the ones that like are hammers.
Those ones for Uchumi, I got stuck.
Yeah, I remember I was asking my dad to get me one. Then he told me, tutakuja, tutarudi.
I'm quite rudy.
Yeah,
man. Are you looking at me? I haven't had a down bad story recently or...
It's not about recently. As I can hear, 2012.
But you know, down bad can't be necessarily something to deal with the opposite agenda or whoever
like
you're attracted to.
Have to be.
Yeah, down bad could be like, man, I was sick. Like, there was this time in 2020, not sick in that sense.
No, wait. Down bad towards one gender.
Whoever you're attracted to, me, I'm just saying.
I thought you're moving.
Like a down bad scenario, not a
person.
Like you're broke and you start selling feet pics. No, you're down bad.
Damn.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about that?
If anyone wants to make them one.
The bug.
Me, if my feet weren't ugly.
If exactly, like if you have feet that attract people, why not?
Okay, let's say, now you see you have feet that attract people. What if you say, remove feet, put body, put only fans instead of that?
Now you see, like, I don't have anything against anyone who does that. I just personally wouldn't do
it. I also wouldn't do it.
You get King has winced.
What? What was that? I was thinking about something, then it's just,
Damn.
Do tell.
Nah. Yeah, I just feel so uncomfortable talking about OnlyFans, just like that.
Why?
People can do what they want to do, but me, I feel like I'm surely against it. I don't like people selling themselves, especially something that I consider to be private to others, just like that.
Digital footprint is real, though.
I'm not really about it like that.
No, that thing actually scares me.
Digital footprint.
Hey.
Sometimes I review my tweets. And I'm just like, what if I get a job?
Yeah.
How will this look?
You post your butthole on Twitter.
Yes.
And then when something you leaks.
A job interview, someone says,
on a couple of screen.
Hey, kwa projector
clip. At the back we have
Nelly corner to tissue.
crazy. I wonder if that has ever actually happened.
Did you see that story of this guy who was numbered a job at Microsoft because of two tweets he posted in 2015?
Like graphic tweets, or it was like
pro Hitler tweets.
Oh dang.
Yeah.
I think it was BBC.
I think so. Maybe like some big worldwide.
Was he joking though? Am I serious about it?
It was quite serious.
Dang, it's sour.
You know me. Then when I think of my controversial, it's never that deep. Like I like sparkling water. It's not that deep.
That's why I've been tweeting so much on my circle. I don't like tweeting public anymore. Even
those
when
people
private.
Who are private, then they go in a circle. Who are your ops, bro?
Yeah, who are your ops,
man?
Hiding from?
Why are you hiding
everyone?
From?
Yeah,
you
ops?
Bro, so you never know.
Yeah, man. You never know.
Kwanza, you know when the views thing came in?
Mm-hmm.
You just check your tweets, 1,000 views. Like, who are these guys, bro?
Two likes.
But who are these guys, bro? Why are you looking at me?
That's one million views, 10 likes.
But then, honestly, when you tweet, what are you thinking?
But I feel like everyone on Twitter is an op. Like, you can just be tweeting your own thing and then someone is just your op.
Remember, social media is not a real place.
It's not really.
Like me now, after the day after my birthday, I posted a picture of me looking nice. Some very funny looking man came and called me a 3 out of 10. And I was just living my life.
I need to grab your attention or something.
Just living, like people on Twitter are mean. That's so true. I kind of get when people gatekeep their content a bit.
But me, I might leave Twitter soon. How it's
why? Actually, same.
I actually enjoy Twitter, man.
I might have an account, but no one will know about it.
The other day, I wanted to leave social media. Just delete all my accounts.
Damn.
I feel like everybody goes through that. Even me, sometimes I go through. But I just usually take breaks when I feel like that. Just take breaks from social media.
I feel like it's not normal to see everyone's opinion on everything all the time.
True. And the way Twitter has, like, just redundant tweets. Like, you can see the same tweet that was last year. It's just coming.
And you know, when you see something repetitively, it's like hardwiring your brain.
Yeah.
So you'll start thinking in a certain direction.
Yeah, it can really sway the way you think. Can switch your ideology sometimes.
Anyway,
Put
down your phone, pick up a book.
Yeah,
you know,
live life. Actually, go outside.
Yeah, touch grass. Touch grass. Yeah, pet a dog.
Yeah, man, look at the birds. Look at the sky. Yeah.
What are your 2023?
Don't ask me that question. That's the question, man, bro. I felt like these years are just becoming. They're just the same, you know. Honestly, it's just the same. I just feel like if you want to make progress, it's just mdogo mdogo. It's not really that significant.
You know, the thing, the concept of the earth revolving around the sun, going back to the same place, like. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's getting kind of mad because, you know, like, you see your age, you're like, damn, this year I'm turning this
age.
And I'm like, hey, fam. And I've not done anything, man.
You gave up.
But then at this age, I feel like we're supposed to feel that way.
Yeah.
You get.
Me, I'm very young.
Yeah, we're very young.
Yeah. Like, we're still building our lives. And
me, I'm still in the teens.
We're old people here, man. We're old. Okay, we're not old. We're very young.
Yanni ingered high school 6 years ago.
Yeah, man. I'm very young.
Do you know how mad that is?
The way me I used to check your high school.
So the three of you are turning 21 this year?
No, me, I'm turning 20.
Oh, you're 19 turning 20?
You still a teenager, Kijana?
Bro, this guy's age will never be. This guy's age will never be.
Out to the public.
Yeah.
He has four different ages depending on the circumstances.
Bro, the next time I go to your house, I'll ask your mom.
Actually, do that.
I'll ask her.
Yeah, ask her.
How old is Mark? What year was he born?
He's been 9 years.
How old are you,
though? What I've just told you.
But why does your ID say?
No, it was. I've already told you this like 200 times. It's hard. I used a wrong. The certificate that was used, my birth certificate that was used, is wrong.
How is your birth certificate wrong?
Because you see, when you lose it the first time, when you go get it replaced, it can have the wrong date.
Nakumbuka yule jamaa alikuwa anasema birth certificate yake iko na footprint.
I remember.
Hey, yo.
Eti footprint. Ulizaliwa wapi?
Kwa menja.
What do you mean?
Oh, sorry, Max, mom.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's a local dispensary. No offense to people who are born in dispensaries.
No offense.
No offense. Anyways, yeah.
King alizaliwa kwa plane.
That's a story. Kenya. That's a myth. Siko zaliwa kwa plane. Zaliwa kwa hospitali. Like normal people. I mean, just like people, yeah.
So people who are born outside hospital.
Yeah, I know someone who was born on a bus.
I mean, people, yeah. They're still normal. I'm just saying, like.
Bus.
Like usual.
Have you guys ever thought, like you're just chilling and then you're just thinking, yeah, I'm craving something like greasy, like chips.
Yeah.
Me, I'm hungry.
Even right now. Guy, I swear we're all
greasy. Like,
Mafuta.
Mafuta chafu.
I see.
Ati mafuta chafu.
Like, yeah.
You know kenchi? Yeah. Something like that.
Something slimy.
Nah, man, never get
that. Something that will give you cholesterol.
Maybe I feel that towards cheese. But
see,
like cheese. Oh. Like sometimes I feel like I want something
there's
cheesy.
There's this guy on YouTube. He's called Guga Foods.
Yeah.
He does stuff like ati I baked steak in cheese oil. Stuff like that.
Cheese oil.
I cooked steak in a pot of Coca-Cola. Vitka hizo.
Okay, yuck. But the cheese one, I think.
I feel like steak that tastes like cheese. It's not steak. It's just this.
On the topic of food.
It's a burger without.
Do you guys usually see those TikTok videos where it's like street food, like street food videos of them just thinking that? Like last week I was seeing one, or not last week, probably like 2 weeks ago. I was seeing a TikTok account from Indian street food.
Yeah.
So I just go through the whole process. I watch like 50 videos, man. I watch the entire account. Like the process of making food is usually nice.
And
I'm saying I keep dice manyanya.
Very satisfying.
Oil. Yeah, it's very satisfying.
Mm.
Yeah. That makes me crave Indian street food now. Even though I'll never figure India.
Huh. Bro, one time, bro. Kind of vacation.
What kind of eater are you? Like, you're ready to like try anything and you're open to it and you actually like trying new foods. I'm like more laid back, chill. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say I'm a bit of both. Sometimes I'm really like excited to try something new, then sometimes I'm like, nah, I'll just stick to whatever I know.
I'm that nigga that I go to a new restaurant and I order like the same thing
that you'd order in another restaurant.
Me, I try something
like chicken tenders and chips. If I see it's on the menu, that's what I'm ordering.
For me, I feel like I'm simple, completely simple. Like,
Gideri.
Nah, like,
Gideri slaps, bro.
Nah, it depends on how
Gideri slaps.
Bro. I feel like when it's spicy food, I don't like extra spicy food.
Yeah, kushuta.
Anyway, I check shooter. Like I don't actually understand the use of chili in food.
Yeah, because at some point you don't taste the cumin, the nini, the nice things.
Like chili, what's chili for, bro? Bro, just me, make your mouth feel hot.
I actually don't enjoy chili, bro.
It depends.
It depends like to what intensity.
Like, you know, there's Indian food. It has to have like some spice. You know, like, it has to choma a bit.
No, but.
Like you know, chicken curry and naan.
Yeah.
Like that naan doesn't have spice.
But it can be well seasoned, bro.
But the curry you're eating the naan with. Not the naan like cools it down and then the curry. So it's a good combination.
Okay, but you see there's a difference between like spicy and seasoned.
Seasoned.
I prefer well seasoned food, not spicy. Yeah.
Mm.
But what about like mild spice?
I would take mild spice.
It depends. It depends how hot it is. No, mild for me is not mild for you.
So can we do like a video in the future? We buy that one potato chip. That's like the hot.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, you know, guys have gone to hospital for that.
Yeah, we should.
Bro, hey, Bob Hill.
Any vlog.
Anyway.
Hey.
W experience.
Own a health insurance.
Ay.
Wewe ukipata super gonorrhea, umekushaka.
Hey, bro.
God forbid.
Anyway, let's talk about that. Let's talk about it.
I saw a weird picture, super man. Ah, that thing is disgusting, man.
To Maxo.
I think it's disgusting.
I was like, nah, that's crazy.
But honestly, I feel like an STI ni kujitakia.
Not true.
To get an STI, unafaa kutafuta. There's no way you're gonna get an STI when you're just, you know. Yeah.
Because why are you getting the strangers without any form of protection?
Plus, go for checks. Yeah, go for checks.
Stay on top of your health.
Mm.
Actually, I've actually been pooped on by a baby.
Pooped?
Yeah.
How did he feel? Naked on you?
Like, he wasn't naked. Like, he was, you know, he was wearing pajamas, yeah?
Yeah.
So, he was, I was carrying him like this. It was like, it was like hot diarrhea.
Oh!
And I felt, you know, I felt his stomach rumbling before. And the thing is, he laughed. And then something hot just came on my hand and I chucked him.
Meaning I'm tupa.
Drop kick.
You know that picture for that lady like
Kobe.
I
And then you know when you tell African people that, they're like, yeah, that's a blessing.
Maybe you are blessed. Maybe.
You guys have kids.
That's what. Kids.
Hello.
Okay. The world is a bit overpopulated.
Nah, like, let me ask you. What will my six kids have an impact on the 8 billion people?
You want six kids? Ukona six kids, man.
By the time you're having six kids, this house will be overpopulated.
Sinisao.
Me, I'm having two max. You're saying six kids. The woman who is going to carry those six kids. The woman that's supposed to carry them, does she know?
Listen, if she's down with it.
Me, if a guy started dating me and told me, by the way, in the future, I want you to carry six of my babies, me, I can scream.
Nanza sahi.
Me, personally.
Nanza sahi. It
depends on the budget. It depends on
the budget. Yeah,
also, that counts.
If I'm mad loaded, I'd have hella kids.
Which has a baby.
Apa.
Me, there was this lady who made me love kids last year. The way she took care of kids, I was like, wow, damn, you know, kids are actually adorable. And the way she treated them, I was like, okay, yeah. I mean, I might want kids.
Yeah, but kids around age 5 to 8 are bad people.
Bro, imagine you plan on getting one kid, then you get triplets.
Aye.
CBC.
Back to the drawing board.
W, W.
Let's restructure.
Yeah, what's it?
Mojo, unapeana kama a gift.
That's great.
Hey.
I didn't come for this 3-for-1.
Yeah. Someone actually did that. Like, you have three kids and you only wanted one, so you give the two out for adoption, and then they never know. Like, they find out later they were like.
Me, if I plan to have one kid and I find out five, nakupea moja.
Hey, guy, can you see? This is not a charity, please. I don't know.
Hey, yo.
What did you just say? Utacha mtoto.
It's not
what if there's an unplanned?
So you actually live a kid?
See, of course.
Nyanga kuze kwenda wa chito hapo kwa doorstep. I left this kid for you, Nyanga. Then we're like, oh, damn. Unafunga tu mlango.
And she's left a note there. So me, I turn the page of the note and say, oh, sorry, don't see me.
Then you're like,
the next day, I open my door, the kid is back at my doorstep.
I feel like it just be like, it'll be the whole year.
That's crazy.
Pole Toto.
That's crazy.
But like, the least amount of kids I get is three.
Three, yeah. Three.
Least. Yeah. Hey, aki bibi ya Frank Pole.
Si utakuwa hapo pia, kwani ama utakuwa?
So?
Kumsaidia. Ama utakuwa?
I will. Obviously,
but you know, the is asking. Not exactly direct, it's indirect. She's almost doing like most of the work.
Yeah. So, you wouldn't do some of the work?
You like, would, but.
Like taking care of the kid?
Yeah, see, that's my obligation.
So, what's this guy talking
I'm
about then?
I'm saying, like, even if he's there for her, it's not. He's only going to be there, like, to a certain extent.
Oh, yeah.
It's not fully. Most of the work is hers.
Mm.
Yeah.
True, man.
Oh, like the actual pregnancy?
Yeah, like
oh,
that, you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
So much stress on her. She's going to have, like, her body is going to change, so most of it is her.
I feel like I'd just, you know, all the weight is on this head. You'd just anguka pa.
So now, if one of us got a kid, would it be a Fuego baby? Will they be appearing on camera?
Nah. It depends on the parents. I don't think I would.
My kid is cute.
Would you put your kid on public eye?
No.
People are weird.
People are weird.
People are crazy.
Because those people usually create accounts for their kids. Like,
let's discuss that. So Ati, you're pregnant. The first thing you do, you make an account for your kid. I'm almost here.
I feel
shame.
Those captions are so cringe.
I'm almost arrived. My mom and dad are expecting me. Guys.
I feel like that's just like.
Mom and dad bought me these clothes.
As an adult, typing that thing, you don't feel weird.
The thing is, it's not usually the parents that do it. They usually have like a manager as well.
I feel like you should leave the choice of whether your child's life is going to be public or private to them.
Yeah.
They should do it at... Exactly.
I feel like my kids should be like off the grid until like 16.
Dang.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the social media corrupts you too much, bro.
Yeah. What if they want to start YouTube?
Okay, if it's like, especially if they see like you are in a YouTube channel and they're like, okay, that one is kind of understandable.
I feel like it depends on how you're gonna teach your kid. from the get-go, yeah?
Yeah.
How to act and stuff like that.
Your kid has to be know how to be independent as well.
Yeah.
True.
And yeah, the social media is thinking for them.
Yeah. You have to make them understand that. So when they join, it's not like it's controlling how they're thinking, stuff like that. Yeah.
But you have to have that basis, yeah?
Yeah, so I'm saying, yeah, you have to have like a foundation of how you're going to teach your kid how to live life, yeah? As kuna mambo mingi. Like us, the way we've been taught. Like social media began for me when I was in probably class 8.
I wasn't allowed to have an Instagram until like class 7.
Damn, that's crazy. Anyways, yeah. I feel like our families made sure that we were straight. Kwanza tuko sawa.
But you know, the thing is, it's gonna reach a point where we'll blow up like crazy, like celebrities. I'm not saying, I don't know, bro, but maybe, hopefully.
Inshallah.
So, like, I don't know. That dynamic of having your parent as a celebrity.
I feel like you don't know how it is. You just have to experience it too.
Like, Blue Ivy doesn't know her mom is Beyonce.
Nah, she's old enough now, I think.
No, like she knows, but like Hemstui.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But what does someone say? Nini chocolate.
Yeah.
Nini.
Now that's my fear of my kid getting used by other kids.
Because of who you are.
You know why I feel like that can't happen? I also thought about that. Let's say Beyonce, my kid is Blue Ivy. I'm not taking my kid to Currency, to Consolata. I'm taking my kids to other elitist schools, so the kids are the same. At the same time, you want your kid to be humble, so I don't know.
But imagine your kid is like, yeah, my dad is so cringe.
I would love that, man. That would be so funny, bro.
Imagine sitting down with your kid watching the first video, bro.
Bro, that would be so funny, man.
Maybe.
Underground Kenyan artist,
that would be so funny. My dad is so cringe, he's embarrassing me. That's so cute.
Okay, you know what? Maybe my kid might not see it. Yeah, but...
What do you mean see YouTube?
As your name, your zangro is your name. What do you imagine if there's a print of you, of how you're acting when you're a kid?
No, but
then they use it against you in an argument. They'll be like, Dad, but okay, I saw you did this with this.
No, but now, why I feel like, you know, you just have to like, you know how the sidemen, the skill of their videos is crazy nowadays.
Yeah.
I feel like us will figure a point like our shit is like, you know, TV show quality.
Yeah.
So it, even if they watch it, they'll see, this is where you came from.
Oh, okay, I get you.
And probably by that time, we'll have privated those old
videos.
Cringe.
Next on the back burner.
In fact, this year, there's an answer,
I will. Bro, you know if you do that, we're gonna check the watch time.
Yeah, true.
No, see, when we have the watch time.
Okay. But Pierre, okay.
But yeah, I was going to ask, when do you think is the right time to give your child a phone?
Same age.
I feel like you just know.
Maybe.
When
you, but it also depends. You know, some kids are mature.
If you make them to be mature, Maybe that's
the environment they're gonna be in, that's gonna be. Like the way I can see Kim's daughter, what's her name?
North,
yeah. Then she's on TikTok trolling his dad, man. Mm-hmm. I don't like that.
But you know, everything she does is the mom told her.
It's
to
the
do
mom
it.
Who did, yeah? True. But yeah.
I feel like a good age for me to give my child a phone is like 16.
16 is on the later end.
Yeah, but
I feel like it's
also maybe it's communication. Maybe at night or something.
Which does
by them to
learn their communication, just specifically for.
I'm a baby girl.
Bana.
Yeah.
Speaking of Zuku.
You to your channel, Kitambo.
Didn't drop some names.
No, they gave me a refund.
Oh.
Plus interest. I'm able to.
Oh, you're using Zuku.
So now
what we tried to do is we had another internet provider that was kind of expensive. And we saw, Zuku is affordable. So we're like, can you come install? They're like, yeah, pay and we'll come the same day. We paid, they came, they said, we can't give you Wi-Fi CG. There's a box and the box in your location is full. So my mom was like, sawa, give me back that money. It took like a month and a half for that money to come back.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But like Zuku Wi-Fi is very slow, bro. It's not.
That's not Wi-Fi, bro. Because you remember when we were starting YouTube, I had Zuku Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So when we were uploading videos, you know, uploading videos takes like 5-10 minutes.
5 minutes, yeah.
Bro, back then, I'd leave it overnight.
Eesh.
Then, when I wake up, it's not uploaded.
Yeah, I used to have a bad wife. Remember when you used to play Among Us and I used to just lag?
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
Just some like unreliable days, bro. Like very anyway, crazy.
Zuku, check on that.
Check on that.
And bro, sponsors, then they will advertise.
In fact, did you see? They got the account got suspended on Twitter.
Yeah.
Why?
I was like, huh?
Why?
I think maybe girls were too pissed at them.
Yeah.
And they wanted to report them. I was like,
they need some good rep for them.
Are
they need some good rep.
Wallahi. Anyway.
Zuku back in 2011 was fire, man. It was so good.
2011
was fire.
You guys had Wi-Fi in 2011?
We had Wi-Fi in 2011, yeah, class 3.
As we had that, the Zuku Wi-Fi plus the cable TV.
God damn.
That's the one we still have.
Wallahi.
Yeah.
Hey.
Upgrade. It's time.
Chapani,
it's
update.
Upgrade to what?
Wait, you have Safari
really, like mainstream TV, like DSTV.
Yeah.
So just get like a fiber or something or telephone.
Then you do get like subscription services.
You guys have Safaricom?
Yeah.
See, we have Zuku.
Oh, that's why, bro.
I say your Wi-Fi is so
that's
off.
That's why
yeah.
Your Wi-Fi is always off, bro.
So bad, man.
My bad. Bow, man.
Sheesh.
Damn. I'll check on that.
Yeah, but Zuku is work.
So
we
bad.
Left it in like 2015 or 2016.
20. Yeah. See, so did you have a... Recent, like 2021, 2020 or 2021. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, there was a time like I went like a year without Wi-Fi. I
feel like I could cheese it a bit.
Even one year. Same even us.
So what we used to do is we walk now from our crib
yeah.
Now until like Ngong Town.
Yeah.
We buy a movie, walk back,
it's
watch the movie.
When which year was this?
25 Bob City movie,
like
50 Bob City
like
CD.
Guy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So yeah. Like, and there was a time we had like a long holiday. It was like 3 months. We didn't have Wi-Fi. So guys were hitting me up. They're like, "Where are you?" I don't know.
On bundles. Thank you guys for joining us in this Fuego podcast. Spotify. It's on Spotify, Apple Music, whatever. At Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, and yeah, it's also on YouTube. Like, subscribe, share, and
yeah.
Stay cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stay cute.
Stay cute.